Come on in. Yes, you sure have arrived at the Country Church of Hollywood. And a right pretty spot it is, too. No, I'm Brother Strollin' Tom. That's Brother Rudy over yonder, fuming over the hymn tunes, and them's the quartet boys. Course, we call them boys because we've known them ever since they growed up. They're liable to bust out in an old hymn tune most any minute. Might lend a hand myself if the miller can't bear them up. The parson and Sister Hopkins went over to see Miss Letitia Wiggins, see if they couldn't sort of patch up the fuss between her and Mose Denny. You know, they're two of the very finest young folks in our neighborhood. Maybe we can catch on to all that they're talking about by listening. Let's listen in for a minute.
Well, now, you see, that's how it comes. Mose was in there in the city, you know, in the center. And the high sheriff telephoned out here. That's what started the whole thing.
The high sheriff?
Yes, it did. He telephoned out here, and I don't know whether it was Rude, old Bill, who it was, tucked the message there at the store, and he said that Mose Denny was charged with something about a misdemeanor.
Mm.
That's what he said. Well, you see, Letitia Wiggins, she heard about it. She says, oh, that's the girl he's going with. Well, if he wants to marry that demeanor woman, why, he can do it. You see, honey, as I was saying, it just goes to show how women jump at conclusions. That's what it does.
Oh, well, I don't blame Letitia a bit. Now, she was honest. She thought he was driving with another young lady.
Well, of course she did.
Well, if I was young and had a beau that I thought had been arrested in Pumpkin Center with a young lady because he was driving so fast through the city.
Get up there.
Well, I'd drop him like a hot brick.
Oh, you would. Glad you didn't drop me that way.
Well, you know why, don't you?
What?
You never went with anybody else, and
get
you was always under my feet, just like a cat in the kitchen.
Oh, so I was in your way, was it? Like a cat in the kitchen. Get up there.
I married you, didn't I?
Well, that's what I'm a-saying now, honey. After we've been married over 30 years, get up there, Dan Hopkins. Here you are, come telling me that I was in your way. All right. You just asked anybody that knows you when we was a-courting. And you know it takes two to get married.
Oh, well, you're always a-teasing me in a sin, and I run you down to marry you, so why can't I get even sometimes?
Hello, me, I reckon I... Yeah, I done you awful bad when I let you marry me. You know I heard a story about a thing like that.
Don't I seem satisfied just
now? Yeah, I reckon you are, but you mighty easily pleased, seems to me, marry a man like me. Get up there. The story's about a fella that said he never knew but one woman that had any sense at all.
Why didn't the man marry the woman?
Why, she turned him down.
Oh,
get up there.
So you think I'd have been smarter to have turned you down, huh?
Well, sir, sometimes I think maybe you would have. See, we don't have much of the nice things of life and such like.
No, I guess we don't. We don't have much.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Now, there you are going to grin on me at the wrong time. Now, you had an awful good chance there to say something nice, and you didn't do it. Get up.
You didn't let me finish, Josiah, what I was going to say.
Oh, me. Get up,
baby. We have good neighbors, and we have lots of friends, and we live a happy, quiet life. What more does a woman want, anyway, especially when...
When what? Get up there.
When she married the man she wanted.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that all the time? Now, honey, that's better. Well, to tell you the truth, that's what I was aiming to get you to say all the time. Of course, you know from the way I run after you when I was a-courting you that you was the one I wanted.
Oh, Lord me. There we are, wasting time now, trying to pump out each other some compliment. You know what you make me think of when you get to thinking that I might have married better?
Well, there ain't no telling what.
What I heard about a pessimist.
Pessimist. You mean how you can tell them when you see them? Get up there.
Yes. A pessimist is like the fellow that said, I feel very well, but I always feel bad when I feel well because I know I'm going to feel worse afterwards.
Now, look at you, Dan Hopkins. You can't touch this horse 1 minute. Now, you slow down there for that bump. Yeah,
you
are
driving
plumb off the road.
I saw you pulling that right line. Now, don't blame poor Dan.
With cleansing, glorifying flame, descend on us today. Lord, send me all thy power, the Pentecostal power, thy floodgates of blessing.
Cheerful, all right. You all are doing right well when
sure
you come
enough,
in.
Huh?
Yeah, I sort of had a notion to lend a hand myself in that song. Well, I tell you a piece. It's awful tender. It's a kind of pathetic piece, but it's mighty pretty. Wandering Child, Oh Come Home. I love that. If you all get the right whang in, it'll be awful pretty.
You wandered away from your father's care. Every heart that has sighed, do you? A sweet, gentle voice calling now to you. Wandering child, oh, come home.
Child, come home.
Child, come home.
Child, come home.
Child, come home.
Wandering child.
Wandering child, wandering home.
Hear thy father.
Awful touching, ain't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw several out there with the handkerchiefs wiping the eyes and the nose. And, you know, I says to myself, it's pieces like that that the world needs. I don't know, you know, you need something to sort of loosen up your heart. That's a touching song. I tell you nothing like that. It just does me so much good. It's a sometime, somewhere. Now, you see what you often do with that and try to quit about the same time. You know.
Sad music.
thank you. I'm sure glad you all chose out that piece. It just led up just like a path to what I was fixing to talk on. There's a word in the Bible that every time I pick it up and turn it around, why, I get a great thought out of it. You know, thinking on a piece is like eating corn on the cob. You turn it around and get a mouthful here and get a mouthful there and get your ears full in general and your nose full, but in doing it all, why, you get the corn. Well, now, that's what I'm after. There's a thought here, contentment. It's a beautiful thought. Now, Sarah had a dream once. Thought I'd tell you all about it. That is the year, you remember, the year we had the dry drought. Of course, I wouldn't have told you all then. We didn't have nothing but some beans and some cornbread. And, of course, everything was mighty poor furnished there at the parsonage. The people was poor and hard run. But we was determined to say nothing about it, and it just got leaner and leaner, and the drought got worse and worse. The wells give out. You all remember that dry year? Well, Sarah was a-worrying until she dropped off to sleep one night and had a dream, and she dreamed that the Lord come to our house. And she met him at the door and asked him in, and I was surprised that he'd come in a little place like ours, and he come in, and she asked him down to the table. He said, "Why, sit down, we ain't got much," and he said, "That'll be all right." I said, "Sarah, bring out the best you got, because the Lord's here." That is a dream, just all a dream, you know. Well, she had one jar of sweet pickles that she'd have saved for some big day. Well, she brought it out in her dream. And you know, when the Lord sat down there, you know what he done? He just reached over and touched that oilcloth tablecloth, and it turned to the prettiest white linen you ever seen in your life. Touched them beans and they turned to ambrosia. Just everything he touched, he changed it. Well, when we woke up, Sarah was a-crying and said, "It's a pity it ain't true." And then she said, "Josiah, I'll tell you how you can make it true. If you'll be contented with what you got, it'll touch all your dreams with the golden touch and make them come true." And that's a fact. Say goodbye. Somebody was telling me about a king that touched everything and turned it to gold. Well, I'll tell you what'll do that. Just touch everything with a spirit of contentment, then you'll be satisfied with things that you have, and you'll be happy. Well, goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.
From his cross, a tide of mercy.